Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, boy. Power 93.5. Yeesh. How about Neil this morning, Christina?
How about him?
What a story.
I guess.
And when I first read it, I laughed. You know, and Neil loves listening to Power 93.5. We appreciate you, man, and thank you for sharing this story with us. He says, Hitman, I'm not that big into smoking weed. I'll do it occasionally, but not that often. And my parents have no idea I do it. Or so I thought. I was visiting them over the weekend, and my dad asked me if I wanted to watch a movie. Of course, I said yes. Then he whipped out a big bag of pot.
Oh.
I thought, why not? And we smoked together.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, my. Okay.
Then while we sat on the couch giggling, my mom walked in.
No.
And after she saw the pot, she took a few hits.
For real?
It was like a bizarre out-of-body experience.
Oh, my God.
So what he wants to know this morning, is it weird that I smoke pot with my parents? And has anyone else done it? Christina, is it weird?
It's very weird.
Huh?
It's weird. It's weird.
Okay,
it just
okay.
Is.
I got that.
I feel like those kinds of things are separated from your parents. Like, if you're going to do stuff with your friends on the side and you're going to be rebellious and crazy and
rebellious?
Stuff. I don't know, drinking.
Whatever.
Pot, you know, drugs, jeez. Whatever it is that you feel like doing, you can do all of that stuff on the side. Your parents, like, that's when you're supposed to, like, have family values and stuff. That's how I feel.
Okay. That's fine. And I'm not saying that you're wrong.
Yeah.
So let me just make sure I understand. So essentially, you're saying that with parents, it's supposed to be family values on the up and up, straight lace. No,
yeah.
No, whatever.
Straight edge.
Yes, and that you would never do anything with your parents that you would do with your friends. So, in other words, you would drink with your friends, but never with your parents.
Yeah.
And you would, well, I know you wouldn't do that, but.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to do those things around my parents.
I'm sorry, but there's a reality check I got to give you here. I don't know. How much you were sheltered in Southern Indiana.
Oh, okay. Here we go again. What did that do? What did they do in that bupkis town of yours?
But I think there's probably a lot of people that have smoked pot with their parents. Now, look, I'm not saying that it's right, and I'm certainly not advocating it, nor am I advocating drug use of any kind.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of people listening this morning that have probably gotten high with their parents.
Really?
Okay, 869-1093. Am I wrong here? 869-1093. And do you guys agree with Christina? Are you of the position that Christina has that you should never do anything with your parents that you would do with your friends, like drink or smoke weed? And is there anybody listening this morning that's like Neil, they have gotten completely crunked with their parents?
What was that? You looked like Igor for a second. You guys missed it completely. Oh, that will stay with me forever.
I don't know. I just think you need to loosen things up, if you know what I'm saying, Christina. You're just wound a little tight. Oh, my God. 869-1093. Let's talk about this. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. Hi, hi, hi. If you're just tuning in, well, Neil is getting the conversation started this morning at Power 93.5 about getting high with the parents.
And he says that he doesn't think it's a big deal to be smoking weed just in general, but he doesn't actually do it a whole lot, just occasionally, and his parents didn't really know about it, or at least they didn't think that they actually knew about it. But then he was visiting them, and the dad, you know, he said, "Hey, want to know if you want to watch a movie? Not a big deal. Sit down, watch a movie, no big deal." And then daddy whips out a huge bag of pot. And Neil's like, "Why not?" Well, so they smoke together.
And Christina's all up in arms about this.
I have a conflicting issue here.
You know, and I respect your issue. I respect your point of view. But a little bit of a reality check here. She's saying, Christina is saying, that you should never do anything with your parents, that you do with your friends, with your parents, like drink, smoke pot, smoke cigarettes, whatever.
Yeah,
you shouldn't do that with your parents. What? Christina, really?
Yeah, really. Like, I feel like, I don't know, like with the parents, with family, just in general, I feel like there are those old-fashioned family values you gotta stick with.
Okay, and I'm here to tell Christina this morning that this is not anything new, that there are people out there that get high with their parents all the time.
See, I've never heard it happen before until today, but now that I think about it, I'm
what
sure there's
the
a lot
hell?
Out there, but
the
I'm
hell
not.
Have you been? What the?
I'm just. You know what I mean?
869-1093, the power lines are going crazy. Go ahead, man. What do you think? Have you gotten high with your parents before?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I actually drink with my mom. I've got high with my mom once before, so I don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
What?
I'm telling you, Christina, this is not anything new. Thank
it's
you,
a
man.
Common thing? Or
this
something?
Guy has drank and smoked pot with his mom.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
I think it's not very weird that, you know, you've smoked with your parents before, because I have too, and I never would have thought that I would have done that until like a year ago.
So past you.
You what?
You past you is pretty much me right now.
Wow.
But now you've seen the light, so
right?
to speak.
Exactly. Like, my parents, they used to be super strict about it all. And, like, they were like, "No, never, never smoke pot. Never do this." Until my dad first found out. He was like, you smoke with your friends. And I was like, "Well." And then he was like, "You go to your bedroom. I know." And I'm like, "Okay, when you get home, you go to your bedroom. I know." And I'm like, "What?" And then later on, a few months before I finally turned 18, my mom found out. And then she was like, "You know, I think to kind of kick back on my drinking, maybe I should smoke pot."
Whoa!
And she's like, "Samantha, I know you got that good stuff. Can you help me?" And I'm like,
"Oh my God! Oh my God, hitting up the daughter.
This is awesome."
Whoa.
Yeah, and it just blew my mind. And then me, my boyfriend, and my friends at the time, we went and we smoked with her, and she did it like a champ. She's like, "I used to do this in the old days." So,
it's like riding a bike. Whoa.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't think it was so weird, because our parents, like, they lived in the generation that back then it was okay. Now
they
it's all taboo.
Smoked a lot of weed.
Yeah, it's taboo now for people, and it's illegal, but it's becoming more legal. So
yeah.
It's, like, becoming more and more okay. And I think my mom and my dad, like, I never smoked with my dad, but my mom, I did.
And I bet you had a good time, too, didn't you?
I did. We did it a couple of times after that, too. But
wow.
I haven't since.
Okay. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you waking up and listening to us every morning. Here's a woman that got crunked with her mom, Christina.
Oh, my God.
You would never do it, would you?
Oh, no.
Would you take a tequila shot with your mom and dad?
I don't know. I love tequila, but no, my God, I'm conflicted.
Oh, my God.
No,
what is
no, I can't.
869-1093. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina on the way. Tory Lanez concert tickets to give away. Psychic Cynthia coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, the power lines are ablazing.
I'm telling you, those puns.
They're all fired up right now at 869-1093.
You get three more puns before I'm
because
out.
Because of Neil this morning.
Oh, my God. All right, so Neil, basically, he was really, he wasn't really into weed, but he'd do it occasionally. And, you know, his parents, he didn't think had any idea that he was actually doing this. So he, you know, went over visiting for the weekend. Dad said, you want to watch a movie? He said, yeah, sure, why not? Let's watch Tarzan or whatever. And then he whipped out a big bag of pot. Daddy had pot. And so Neil thought, why not? So they smoked together, and then Mom walked in, and she joined in. She got a few hits, and he thought it was a little strange just because he'd never done that before with his parents before. And now we want to know, is it weird? Is it, like, something that is actually really strange to you guys to drink or smoke pot or anything like that with your parents? Can you party with them and be cool with it? I don't think so. It's not my thing. I'm really not cool with doing stuff the same with my parents as with my friends.
869-1093. And the point I was trying to make to Christina, this isn't anything new. People party with their parents all the time. Go ahead, man. How about you?
Dude, it strengthened me and my mom's relationship.
Oh.
We became more and more close every time we smoked. We were never close when I was a kid, but once I started smoking with her, we were able to talk about whatever. I could tell her anything. It just made everything so much better.
It just opened up your world, and you and your mom were able to connect on a higher level.
Oh, God.
Literally.
The puns are out of control today.
All right, man. Well, hey, thank you for calling. See, it helped his parental relationship. I'm not saying that this is something you should do. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
I think it's completely right to party with your parents.
There you go. Another call that says party with your parents. Hello, Power 93.5. Do you agree with Christina that it's wrong to party with your parents?
It's weird. It's crazy. Oh. Weird as all hell. Oh. And I mean, I grew up in a pretty straight-laced home. My old man's a law enforcement officer, and I never saw the appeal to it.
Right.
To smoking weed in general.
Right.
I mean, like, and like, here's a man with a cigarette in his mouth telling me, don't smoke or I'll kick your ass.
That sounds like my dad.
Yeah. It's like, do as I say, not as I do, right?
But it's like, also, it's like I'm looking at, I mean, my grandfather passed, and this guy had, like, lung cancer and all kinds of craziness. I mean, the man didn't know how to die.
Oh,
wow.
And it was just like, I'm seeing all these things, and I'm like, what's the appeal to it? That, and I'm going into law enforcement myself, so, eh.
Yeah, it's probably not a good look for you, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who interviewed me looked at my record. He goes, this is the cleanest drug record I have ever seen.
Good.
Oh, well,
there
good
you go.
You. Yeah.
I mean, all right, and kudos to you for,
so nice.
For putting on the unit to protect and serve, man. We appreciate the phone call, okay?
No problem. Yeah, it's just like, I agree with her. Like, it's weird, and it's like, I don't see the appeal of just smoking weed in general.
There
Thank
you go.
You.
Thank you,
Thank
sir.
Thank you, good sir.
You got one person to agree with you this
Yay,
morning.
Yay, that's all I needed.
Yeah.
Just one person to tell me I'm not crazy.
Party with the parents, smoking weed. The first caller said it brought him and his mom close together.
Well, that's
oh,
nice,
the love.
I guess.
The love.
Got him higher, that's for sure. Got a little smoky up in there.
It's Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.